Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit encounters Josef Machbuff. After having spent an uneasy night, Giovanni decided to begin his new day with prayer. He found a smallish chapel a few paces away from where he was. It was a Christian Brothers chapel. He took communion and offered it up, as was his custom, for the repose of the forgotten souls in purgatory. He had taken up the habit of offering up his communion for them every weekday. On Sundays, though, he would offer it up for the joy of the angels. He would always feel a slight tremor go through his bones, which made him think that the souls and the angels had recognized his petition. As he turned to leave the chapel, he bumped into another man right at the door. He seemed slightly older than he was. He had a wire-rimmed pince-nez perched precariously on the bridge of his nose, and he was wearing a three-pronged beretta on the crown of his head. He was wearing a thin, transparent surplice over his darker cassock, and he was catching a breviary in his right hand. Instead of excusing himself for running into the hermit, he merely cleared his throat and asked in a rather gruff voice,
Vous désirez? May I help you?
Oui, Monseigneur, replied the hermit. I was only hoping to speak to the Lord Archbishop of Santa Fe.
Suivez-moi, follow me,
was all that the priest answered curtly. He turned on his heel and Giovanni followed closely from behind. He had a chance to study the man whom he recognized as the Archbishop's assistant, Josef Machbuff. From what he had recalled, Machbuff was only 2 years older than his former classmate Jean-Baptiste Lamy. He had grown up in Rion, France, not far from Lamy's birthplace of Lempdes in the Auvergne Valley. He had only been 27 years old when he had arrived in America. He seemed to be sincere enough. Rumor had it, though, that he was an incurable gossip, and such beliefs kept faithful parishioners from going to confession with him whenever possible. However, he was a very smart man who, with the help of Father J.B. Rayer, had translated an old French communion song into a Spanish psalm. What had started out with the words, Le voici l'agneau si doux, le vrai pain des anges, du ciel il descend vers nous, adorons-le tout. C'est un tendre père, c'est un bon pasteur, un ami sincère, c'est notre Seigneur. Had turned into quite a popular Christmas carol for the Spanish people of the area. Now they sang it like this. Vamos todos pa Belén con amor y gozo, adoremos al Señor, nuestro Redentor. La noche fue día, un ángel bajó, nadando entre nubes, y así nos habló. Giovanni the Hermit knew somehow that this man that he was following was destined to become the first bishop of a territory called Denver City that would be known shortly thereafter by 1876 as the State of Colorado. He couldn't help, though, but feel sorry for this man who projected such an aura of loneliness all about him. He was an unhappy man who would never go down in the history books as one of the great leaders of Christendom. As he shuffled up a nearby hillside, Giovanni followed him toward a stone bench that had been set up underneath the shade of a pinon tree. There, saying his own morning prayer, sat another cleric. He was deep in meditation with his eyes closed, and so Giovanni had a chance to study him carefully. He had a high forehead and deeply set eyes. His square jaw marked him as a man of strong determination. Why, even in this position of rest, he had an aristocratic bearing that commanded respect and that had forced Josef Machbuff to pause before he spoke up. At length he finally said, almost timidly, Your Grace, an Italian hermit is here to see you. Archbishop Jean-Baptiste Lamy raised his head up and looked straight into Giovanni's eyes. He felt the Archbishop's eyes come to rest upon his own. Speak, he said, with no other words of greeting. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit. My name is Larry Torres. Adios.